Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, Tears for Pyongyang. Today's entry is yet another song meant to bless North Korea's dictator, but intercepted by an enlightened North Korean and made to praise the God who alone can deal with praise, since he alone deserves it. The following is translated from the original North Korean. It's called Fly Dove. This song was praised as one of the best works that artistically describes Kim Jong-il's heroic reign. As you will see below, now the dove is proclaimed to be God's Holy Spirit. But the original for Kim Jong-il goes like this: spreading the wings of hope in the blue sky, flying freely, dancing forever, dove, dove, fly higher, that the blue sky of my mother country may not become cloudy. Loving my home Pyongyang so much, he flies, dancing, holding the twilight on the wings. Dove, dove, fly higher. Your wings filled with happiness, even the fiery cloud won't stop you. With our desire for loving peace, flying into the future against the storm, dove, dove, fly higher, that your song may resound forever in this land. Well, as we said, the Christians found this poem, did a little work with it. Now there is a Christian hymn version of Fly Dove, and it goes like this. Above the sky, far, far away, the dove flies with our hope. Above the sky of my home, dove, send this song to the throne of the Lord. My love, willing to offer my life for this sinful land. Sorrow heaped high on the street and villages, tears make ponds on the dry ground. Dove, send this song to the throne of the Lord. Our prayers, filled with stories of brokenness. Dove, dove, fly higher. Then there's a spoken prayer in the middle of this poem. The person prays, do not make an idol for yourself. Do not make any image of anything that is in heaven or on earth or the things in the seas. Do not bow down to them and do not serve them. You said this, Lord. Lord, Pyongyang, which was once called the Jerusalem of the East, is turning into a hell. Where the first church in the Korean Peninsula was built 100 years ago, Kim Il-sung's 60-meter-tall statue now stands, alongside the 38,000 idols and the writings and songs for this great leader that blanket the entire nation. Now let this be a time when we discern how this poverty came about. Help us to realize where the whole thing went wrong for these powerless people. Help us to repent and cry before this terrible reality my country faces, where the worst idolatry is practiced as a nation. I pray that no more people from my home will die of starvation. May my children in my homeland no longer wander the streets with hunger. And may my beloved sisters no longer sell their purity for a bowl of rice. Send food to those who have none. Send the warmth of the sun to those who shiver in cold. Let those who are jealous, envious, and grumbling realize that love, faith, and hope are the gifts of God. Your people also live in North Korea. Please look down upon those whose eyes are upon you. Please help these people who bow down their heads here. Plant in their hearts the calling, courage, and wisdom to step forward to save their brothers, the country, the whole nation. And then the poem continues. I will become one seed to share the hope. I will keep this faith passed down by blood. Dove, send this song to the throne of the Lord. My love, willing to offer my life for this sinful land. Dove, dove, fly higher. And so from North Korea's heart to yours today, thank you for listening. If you'd like a written copy of that poem, just go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. From the main page, just type in Chosun, Chosun, or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings, and a whole lot more information about North Korea. Would you pray with me that God will have His way in Chosun, and of course that God will have His way in your life and in mine too. Amen. God bless you today. Amen.